Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Joe McGee with Through the Bible. Today, we are picking up the story of Jacob. We go through Abraham and Isaac and so doing the family line. So this is going to be a great one because this is where things really start to get started. And so we're going to pick up in Genesis chapter 27. So if you got a Bible you want to follow along, I'm reading from a New Living Translation a lot of the time. So if you think, where's he reading from? It's a New Living Translation. Anyhow, Genesis 27, chapter 27, verse 1. When Isaac was old and almost blind, he called for Esau, his older son, and said, "My son." "Yes, father," Esau replied. "I'm an old man. I expect every day to be my last. Take your bow and your quiver full of arrows out into the open country and hunt some wild game for me. Prepare it just the way I like it, so it's savory and good, and bring it here for me to eat. Then I'll pronounce the blessing that belongs to you, my firstborn son, before I die." Now, the every firstborn son got the double blessing, Jewish heritage. You got twice the wealth, twice the money, twice the cattle, twice the sheep. The reason was you're going to be responsible once the father passes away. You're going to be responsible for your mom. So you get double everything. Not only you don't get double, but you got double because the extra double that you got is take care of your mother and any other relatives that your father puts in charge of. So it was a legitimate thing. So he says, but Rebecca, his wife, overheard the conversation. So when Esau left to hunt for the wild game, she said to her son Jacob, "Overheard your father asking son to prepare for him is a delicious meal, wild game. He wants to bless Esau in the Lord's presence before he dies. Now, my son, do exactly as I tell you. Go out from the flocks, bring in two fine young goats. I'll prepare your father's favorite dish for him. Take the food to your father. Then he can eat it and bless you instead of Esau before he dies." "But mother," Jacob said, "won't he be fooled? He's real smart. Think how hairy Esau is and how smooth my skin is. What if father touches me? He'll see that I'm trying to trick him. Then he'll curse me instead of blessing me." "Well, let the curse follow me, my dear son," said Rebecca. "Just do what I tell you. Go and get the goats." So Jacob followed his mother's instructions, and bringing her the two goats, she took them and cooked them, a delicious meat dish, just the way Isaac liked it. Then she took Esau's best clothes, which were in the house, and dressed Jacob in them. Then she made a pair of gloves from the hairy skin of the young goats, and she fastened them goat skin around his neck, and then gave him the meat, which had the rich aroma, and some freshly baked bread. So Jacob carried the platter of food to his father and said, "My father?" "Yes, my son," he had answered. "Who is that?" "Is that Esau or Jacob?" Jacob replied, "It's Esau, your older son. I've done as you told me. Here's the wild game, cooked just the way you like it. Sit up and eat it so you can give me your blessing." Isaac asked, "Well, how are you able to find it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Well, because the Lord your God put it in my path," Jacob replied. Then Esau said to Jacob, "Come over here. I want to touch you and make sure you're my oldest son Esau." So Jacob went over to his father, and Isaac touched him. "The voice is Jacob's, but the hands are Esau's," Isaac said to himself. But he did not recognize Jacob because Jacob's parents were hairy, got all the hair all over him. So Isaac pronounced the blessing on Jacob. "Are you ready, my son?" "Yes." "You of course," he said, he replied. Then Isaac said, "Now, my son, bring me the meat, and I will eat it. Then I will give you my blessing." So Jacob took over the food to his father, and Isaac ate it, and he drank the wine, and Jacob served him. Then he said, "Come here and kiss me, my son." So Jacob went over and kissed him. And when Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he was finally convinced, and he blessed him. He said, "The smell of my son is good, is a good smell. In the open fields, I smell it." And then the Lord said, and the Lord had blessed. He said this, "May God always give you plenty of dew for healthy crops. good harvest and grain and wine. May many nations become your servants. May you be a master of your relatives, of your brothers, of your family. May all of your mother's sons bow down to you, and may all who curse you will be cursed. And said, and then you will be, then those who bless you will be blessed. As soon as Isaac had blessed Jacob, almost before Jacob had left his father, Esau returned from his hunting trip. Esau prepared his father's favorite food, meat dish, brought it in to him, and he said, "I'm back. Father, I have the wild game. Sit up and eat it so you can give me your blessing." But Esau asked him, "Who are you?" "So why, it's me, of course," he replied. "It's Esau, your older son." Isaac began to weep and tremble. He said, uncontrollably, he said, no, then who was it that just served me a ball game? I've already eaten it, and I blessed him, and given the blessing away. When Esau understood, he let out a loud and bitter cry, "Oh, my father, bless me." But Isaac said, "No, your brother was here. He tricked me. He's carried away your blessing." Esau said bitterly, No wonder his name is Jacob, for he has deceived me twice, from taking my birthright and now stealing my blessing. Oh, haven't you anything left for a blessing for me?" Isaac said to Esau, "Well, I have made Jacob your master and have declared it, and that's all the brothers will be his servants. I have guaranteed him an abundance of grain and wine, and what is there left to give?" Esau pleaded, "No, not one blessing left for me. Oh, my father, bless me. Bless me now." Then Isaac made him, Esau bowed down. He wept. His father said to him, "Okay, son, you will live off the land and what it yields. You will live by your sword. You will serve your brother for a time, and then you will strike loose from him, and you'll be free." Esau, he hated his brother because of what he had stolen from him. And he said to him, "My father will soon be dead and be gone. Then I will kill Jacob." But someone got wind of what Esau was planning and reported it to Rebekah. Rebekah sent Jacob to him, "Listen, Esau is threatening to kill you. This is what you've got to do. I'm going to send you away to a relative. You're going to have to leave and protect yourself." He says this, "I'm going to send you out there so you stay away till your brother's fury is spent. When he forgets what you have done, I will send for you. Why should I lose both of you in one day?" When Rebekah said this to Isaac, "I'm sick of all those and what's happened here," he said, "but as soon as your father's dead, I will send for you and I'll bring you back." So starting in chapter 28, it's just the whole deal. It's like, what happened? Well, he's a deceiver. Now, actually, he wanted the blessing. So people say, "Well, is that fair?" Well, you got to go back to the beginning. He knew the older brother always got the blessing, got the hands laid on him. He got whatever God promised him. He knew that. His mom knew that. Of course, he was his mom's favorite, you know. Esau's dad's favorite. And I've seen so many families start playing favorites among the kids. You cannot do that, man. You're going to create a war that's going to last for eternity. You cannot do that. You got to be the same for both. And so what happened was, he said, "Mom knew. He said, listen, I want you to get the blessing because you are the one that's you do what's right. You fear God." You know, she lists a whole list of things. And so anyhow, when she finally tricked her husband, because he can't see, he touched, he smelled, he's trying to check it out, but he got deceived. And so once he spoke, I tell people, you got to be careful what you share and what you speak. You know, the word of the Lord is forever. And the Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Call those things that be not as though they were." You got to watch the words that come out of your mouth, because words are eternal. They last forever. I tell you, words you let out of your mouth when you're angry, whatever, they're floating around out there. And what happens is they'll come to pass. And so I tell you, if you ever just let loose a bad mouthful of stuff. You need to repent. Father, forgive me for what I just said. Lord, I didn't mean that. I was angry. I was upset. I didn't mean it. Please forgive me. I plead the blood of Jesus over every word I spoke in anger or in sin, and I plead the blood of Jesus over it. I am blessed, I am redeemed, and I am forgiven. And so you got to declare it so that thing won't try to chase you down. Because I've had people say, well, you did this. Yeah, but I repented. What? Yeah, I repented. I remember people when I first got born again, and people I'd gone to school with said, we knew you were in school. I said, yeah, man, I was a mess. You know, I should have been in trouble more than I was. I should have been called by the police, but I wasn't. And so we knew what you were like. Yeah, what happened? Well, I got born again. Yep, we know what you did. Well, there's no record of my sin in heaven. God says when I repent and I confess my sin, that the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross cleansed me from all unrighteousness. There is no record of my sin in heaven. I used to tell people there's bookshelves in heaven. And so we've got the Lamb's Book of Life, you know, are you born again? You got that. Well, then you got the Book of Works, everything you've done in faith, out of faith, for God, not for God. And there's a record. So if you end up going to heaven and you're not repentant of stuff you've done, there's a record of it. And you'll have to give an account in the next life. And so I tell people, don't let the sun go down in your wrath. And you, before the sun goes down every night, you say, Father, I thank you for this day. This is the day you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, forgive me of any sins I've committed against you, against my family, against my fellow man. Father, wash me clean by the blood of Jesus. And you go to sleep and have some what we call sweet sleep. Why? You don't feel good about anything. There's nothing chasing you down. And so you need to go to bed and make sure your soul's right. And so what happened here, Mama's tricked her husband because she wanted the blessing because she knew my son might be the wimp of the family, the weak family, the stay-at-home child, but he's the leader. And she knew every generation's got to have a leader come to the top. She said, no, I just don't want the blessings. Not that. This son will be the best leader. You know, Esau just cares about himself. That's why he sold the birthright after he came back from a hunting trip and he was hungry. He just sold it. His brother told him, look, sell me your birthright. No, sell me your birthright. Okay, for that bowl of beans, I'll sell my birthright. And he did. He legitimately, biblically, legal, sold his birthright to his younger brother. So actually, he didn't steal it. He got it legally. But when he found out what he'd done, he was furious. And so when we pick this story up next time, we'll talk about what happened with the family rift, but how God was still with the man of God. He went off, but God blessed him. The great miracles began to happen. He still had opposition his whole life, but he overcame. That's why the Bible says we're more than conquerors, we're an overcomer. And so be encouraged today. I don't care what you've done in your childhood, when you're a teenager, 2 years ago or 20 minutes ago. The Bible says you need to repent or forgive. Father, forgive me of any sins I've committed against you, my fellow men, my own flesh, my own family. Wash me clean by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I forgive them, even though they've not asked for it. Lord, I forgive my neighbor, my brother, my cousin, my boss. I forgive them in Jesus' name. Even if they didn't ask for it, I forgive them in advance. And you can do that. That's biblical. So make sure you have a clean heart when you go to sleep at night. Don't let the devil get a foothold on you. And the Bible says the devil came to Jesus, he could find no foothold. He couldn't find a place to get him because he had not sinned. Since Jesus had not sinned, the devil couldn't get a grip on him. He tried, but he couldn't. So we want to live that kind of life. And that's why the Bible is so good. Lays all these stories out. So thank you for listening. We'll pick this up next time. God bless. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. And we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.